All right, we're at Winter Park. Big week for your Minnesota Vikings. They have a game against the Philadelphia Eagles, and so if it's a big game, you're going to have a big-timer come in and check things out. It's ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter joining us here at Winter Park, doing a big story, aren't you?
Mike, it's great to be in Minnesota. The brisk Minnesota air. Yeah. Love getting on the road. They don't let me out of the studio very often from Bristol. I'm there all the time, and I get to make maybe one or two trips a year. So this is my one trip to Minnesota. I am excited to be here. I don't know that I've ever been to this training complex before. I've been to Vikings training camp in Mankato, okay, but I've never been here, and it's an honor to be here, and I'm excited to see your new training facility that you're moving into in 2018.
It's a good thing you came here this time, because we're not going to be here much longer.
I won't see this.
No, but I'm sure the new one. When I walked into this one, I've been to enough training facilities to know exactly when a team has outgrown them. When you see boxes everywhere when you walk in, mm-hmm, that's the telltale sign. And I saw a lot of boxes everywhere, which, yeah, we won't see in the new facility in 2018.
And, you know, you're big National Football League, big story guy, but you were on the Broncos beat at one time, so you certainly understand how things work within a building.
I think that's what I grew up on. I spent 16 years covering one team, and there's no way that you can learn the rhythms of this league and learn what works and what doesn't work without doing something like that, I don't think. And I feel blessed and honored and privileged to have gotten to cover one team for that long a period of time with a lot of great people.
You were covering the Broncos in 1998. The Vikings had a good good team that year. We were chatting about that earlier. You almost had a Vikings-Broncos Super Bowl matchup to cover.
And the Broncos did not want that Super Bowl. That was something that they were terrified of. Look, everybody that year was terrified of playing the Vikings. That was as good an offensive team as you could ever see. It was dominant. Robert Smith and Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Randall Cunningham and Denny Green, the late, great Denny Green. And the defense was very strong with Chris Dolman. And Henry Thomas played for that team, didn't he?
Great. No,
Henry
snap.
Thomas, Chris Dolman, John Randall, yeah, Orlando Thomas,
Robert Griffith,
Jimmy Hitchcock. We could go on and on. It was a dominant team. And it was amazing that Atlanta beat them. You remember the missed field goal from Gary? And just a very unfortunate loss. But I know that the Broncos felt that if Minnesota would have gotten to the Super Bowl, I know Vikings fans don't want to hear this, they would have walked away with the Vince, yeah, Lombardi trophy.
In a parallel universe somewhere, that game happened, and so did the Colts-Vikings Super Bowl in 2009 after that NFC title game.
Oh, I remember that Super Bowl very well. I was there, too, for that one, Mike, and that was also a great game.
Yeah, in a parallel universe somewhere, those games happened. So let's go to the here and now. You're here at Winter Park, and you're doing a story about something that you were very involved with news-wise right before the season started, the Sam Bradford trade.
Well, it's just a fascinating deal on a lot of different levels. So the two teams are playing on Sunday. We'll see how it works out. Mm-hmm. I haven't even started the story yet, so I don't know what form it will take, but it's always interesting to see the different directions. You go in with a certain idea thinking you'll be doing a story a certain way, and it comes out a different way. You know how it works, right? You do an interview, you think, okay, this guy, like, you thought I was going to be a jerk. You thought I was going to be really funny. I'm not funny. I'm not really a jerk. So it goes in certain directions, and we'll see where this one goes.
And, you know, the Vikings off to a hot start.
Mike, the best team in football.
Okay, there we go. I don't want to say it. I want you to say it.
You brought up the hot start.
Yeah.
And I'll say, through 5-6 weeks, they've been the best team in football. Now, we know how fragile that can be. Mm-hmm. Atlanta last year was, I believe, 6-0. They were the best team in football at this time last year. And that didn't go very far. But this team doesn't look like it's going to fade off the map very much. It looks like it's going to be real competitive all year long. It's got the elements in place. It runs the football well, plays great, great defense, plays strong special teams. It takes on the personality of its coach. I think this team has a chance to have a great season. A great season, whatever that means.
In a league with so much parity, that's all you can ask for is a chip, chair, and a chance, and hopefully the Vikings have that. Adam Schefter is taking a close look at it right now. You mentioned I had a cup of coffee when I walked in to meet him. We got to get you to a Caribou, okay? Coffee.
Listen, I'm happy to go to Caribou. I know that's the state's finest institution, and I'm ready to go there. Like, when we're done, maybe we'll get in the car and go over to go get some Caribou, but I got no problem with that. If that's what we're going to go have, my pleasure.
Sounds good to me. Adam Schefter, everyone. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.